I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Finally, a chance to burn some powder is right around the corner. We'll get a preview on the West Virginia dove season right after this.
Hi, I'm Travis Tripp. You know, you'd be surprised at the number of people who would love to try target shooting if they were only invited. That's what Step Outside's all about. According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, over 48 million people who had never been target shooting would love to go if someone would only ask. That means your family and friends would love to step outside with you. They only need an invitation. Visit stepoutside.org today.
Dove season will once again open on September 1st and will represent the first of the state's many hunting seasons to come in the next few months. As has become the custom, shooting on opening day cannot begin until noon. Biologist Steve Wilson says that's more traditional than biological.
It's more tradition than anything else. Most of your hunting, you always want to be out there at the crack of daylight, so we figured we'd give everybody a break and let them sleep in for one day.
Well, we appreciate that. And as for the number of doves hunters can expect to see in the field, Wilson says it's been hit or miss, but probably won't be much different than it has been in recent years.
It's really hard to say. Our call count survey in the spring showed a slight decline in the population, but our banding this summer, we seem to be picking up birds pretty frequently, got a lot of young birds, so the best we could call it right now would be similar to previous years.
Now, doves are migratory birds and fly south, but the ones you harvest in the first week or so of the season are going to be born and bred right here in West Virginia, or at least nearby.
The first couple of weeks is primarily all resident birds, and usually most of that early season is resident birds. You know, we pick up a few birds passing through probably, but indications are that when they decide it's time to go south, they just pick up and go all the way south at one shot. So at least from the standpoint of our birds, you know, we've been banding for a couple of years now, and they either shot here locally or they're clear down to the Gulf Coast. We've not had one recovered anywhere in between yet.
Yes, it would appear that West Virginia's doves do have a taste for the Deep South.
That seems to be where a lot of ours are going, based on, you know, the few band returns that we've had. Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia.
Now, the birds are wily critters. Not easy to bring down. They'll swing from side to side, turn on a dime mid-flight, and confound even the best wing shooter. But, like with any hunt, location is the key.
Perfect spot to hunt doves is along the edge of a field that's recently been mowed or harvested, in the case of maybe an oat field that's just been harvested or something like that, or a good weed patch that's recently been mowed. Then you got a fence line with a couple of dead snags for perch trees, and then a water source on the other side. You're in dove heaven.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.